This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking all things weight loss. I think the weight loss market has always just been a big one, whether it's the teas, the tummy tucks, the bypasses, anything that has to do with weight loss is just such a great thing because we are in a society where we all want to look the way we want to look. I don't want a six pack, but I want my ab lines. You know what I mean? So I will do literally anything to get that. But today we're talking about something that has taken the world by storm. It's a conversation today. It's a topic today. And that is medication for weight loss, the Ozempics and the Mounjaros. They're all over social media. There's a lot of misinformation, a lack of information when it comes to it. So today we want to try and understand it a little bit better. Joining me in the studio for the first time in the history of us having conversations in the past 14 years, Dr. Makomi Sani, who is a general practitioner and a diabetes specialist called a diabetologist. Yes. Oh man, welcome to the studio. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. And it's great to be here.
We've
always done this telephonically.
Yeah.
But today I thought, you know what, let me come in and
Why did it take it so long?
You can ask that again, you know, okay. But I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, it's again Munjaga for after the conversation. So we're talking about something that is a very big conversation, in, not just in the country, but globally. That is your Ozempics and your Mounjaros.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they are the same or if we should tackle them at the same time or if we look at Ozempic first and Mounjaro first.
Well, they're really the same type of medication.
Okay.
And in fact, if we talk about one, we're pretty much talking about the other.
Mm.
But the other one has got different outcomes compared to the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's start with then the Ozempic.
So I think if we look at Ozempic itself, right, in terms of its origin, right, it's a drug that was really manufactured to treat diabetes, right?
Okay.
And this is a drug that you would inject yourself, and you inject yourself once a week, and it's able to make your body deal with the sugar much better, and it controls the sugar and the diabetes much, much better.
Okay.
And we're able to quickly realize something about it that all of a sudden, these patients that are using this are suddenly losing weight. And we began to investigate why are they losing weight. So it was by accident, really.
Oh, okay.
And we found that what it does is that it makes sure that your stomach does not contract as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So which means that if you eat breakfast now, that breakfast is going to sit in your stomach pretty much for the whole day. So you're not as hungry.
Mm.
And what it also does, it works on your brain as well. So what it does on the brain is that it ensures that your brain does not think about food the whole day. So you really lose weight from not eating as much and not wanting to eat as much, and you really take this once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we have seen a drastic improvement in terms of weight management, and this is why it has been approved for weight loss as well, for management of weight when patients are using it.
Mounjaro does the same.
So Mounjaro has got with Ozempic, it's got a GLP-1. This is with a active component in it, but Mounjaro has got two components on it, of which one is GLP-1 and the other one is GIP. So it does a little bit more. What it does, it controls the sugar diabetes. It also slows down contraction of the stomach. It also makes you feel less hungry. But we've also noticed that it also does what we call lipolysis, meaning that it burns fat a little bit. So the weight loss that we've been able to see on Mounjaro is slightly higher compared to the one on Ozempic. But basically, the components are the same. And patients are using both of them, and we've been seeing outcomes that are quite positive.
Yeah, so there have also been pop-up spas and salons that sell these to their clients.
Yeah.
Do I need a prescription and to go through a registered medical professional to get it?
That's a very important question.
Yeah.
Because every drug has got side effects, right? Including the GLP-1s.
Mm.
So one of the most common side effects is that when it slows down your gut, right, it can cause constipation, you can vomit, you can feel rather very weak when it's happening. Because remember, we've got about 6 billion people in the world, and each one will respond differently to a drug.
Mm.
And a drug like Ozempic really requires a professional to be looking after you while you're taking it, because the complications can really happen while you're using those drugs.
Yeah.
And somebody who's actually well-vested on the drug as well.
Yeah. And the complications, as opposed to both, because I know we're putting them up against each other today, are they more with the Ozempic than the Mounjaros?
So in terms of the complications, so right, so let's talk about side effects first time, right? The most common side effects that we'll see is that patients would start beginning to experience nausea, right? Especially in the first 4 weeks of using the drug. That is why when we give the drug, we escalate it. We start with a small dose in the first 4 weeks, and then from there, we increase the dosage. So they will experience a bit of nausea, and they are likely to also experience constipation as well, for the reasons that I've indicated. Yeah. But there's a certain group of patients who would also experience a bit of diarrhea as well while they're using it in the first 4 weeks. And we've seen that those side effects actually do improve with time. By week 5, week 6, patients have already stabilized. And we have seen a similar pattern for both Mounjaro and Ozempic when patients are using this these drugs.
Are these side effects short-term or long-term?
They're short-term. So we've seen them to be short-term when patients are actually using it, especially in the first 4 weeks. But we have seen patients who have suffered from other complications as well, such as pancreatitis. So pancreatitis basically means that your pancreas become a bit swollen, and those patients would begin to vomit profusely, sweating, feeling weak, sometimes a bit of diarrhea, and fever. In those cases, those patients should immediately stop the drug, especially the patients that have been using what we call compounded drugs. Compounded drugs means that a pharmacist would go and really look at what is in the active ingredients of the drug, and then they mix it themselves. Right, so it doesn't come from the originator, and we've been seeing that black market selling of this Ozempic, and those complications we're beginning to see them more with those type of patients as opposed to the ones that you actually buy from the pharmacy.
Sure, and maybe the going through the back doors is the reason why the conversation on social media online, where it's happening the most, is a bit scary at times. It's motivating sometimes, but you get a general sense of we do not have the real information in order for us to make an informed decision. So does this misinformation that is happening on these social media platforms, does it perhaps maybe come from going through the back channels or the wrong places to get these things?
So that on its own can bring in a lot of misinformation. But what we've also seen as well is that you remember during COVID, so whenever there is something that booms, especially in the health space, right, there is a lot of fear mongering that will come, as well as conspiracy theories that will come through, as well as people just coming up with their own ideas about it. And we've seen a lot of that, especially with this drug, because it's quite an exciting drug for everyone, and everybody really wants to start losing weight. So the idea is that if you're able to do it under the supervision of a real doctor, and doctor who's well-vested in it, because not everybody is, then you're going to be much safer, and you'll really be able to lose weight as well.
Sure. I think we trust you also because when it comes to diabetes, it's your thing. Thank you so much for chatting with us about this. For those who would like to take the chat a little bit further than the 5 minutes that we have had on air, how do they make contact with you? How do they find you?
So they can give us a call at 015-004-2028, or they can come visit us at 96 Berger Street, right here in Polokwane. We've got a weight loss clinic there.
Oh, a weight loss clinic as well. Oh, doc. my summer is going to be sorted very soon. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.